Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of 2 Peter chapter 1, we were talking about the glory that is assured to us when we get to heaven. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
When you get saved, glory is assured, but you haven't entered, and you won't enter it until you get to heaven. Notice these verses with that thought in mind. In Romans chapter 8, verse 18, it says, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." So it's assured. It's assured. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 2, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." Like him. It is assured. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 20, "For our conversation is in heaven," that is, our citizenship is in heaven, "from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the work, and whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself." Fashioned like unto his glorious body. It is assured. Do you remember at the Mount of Transfiguration? Jesus' skin shone above the sun, and his raiment as light that was white and glistering. Do you remember when his body passed through the heaven and passed through closed doors, appeared and disappeared, yet ate food? Well, those who are his, according to Romans chapter 8, verse 17, are joint heirs with Christ. We share in his glory, and we shall be like him. We shall be likened unto his glorious body, and we shall share in his glory. What a blessed promise. What a wonderful and blessed promise. Praise God, we shall not only behold him, we shall be like him. That's why. To be at home in this body is to be absent from the Lord. But to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And Philippians chapter 1 says, that is far better. Far better. The word virtue here in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, it says he's called us to glory and virtue, the very last word, means moral excellence. It has the idea of pleasing to God. Is your life pleasing to God? That is there moral excellence about your life? Are you ethical at work? Are you ethical in your relationship with others? Or are you one that blows up and accuses? Is your moral life what it ought to be? What do you watch on television? Are you at a spiritual point in your life that you must watch adultery and murder and bloodshed in order to be entertained? Is that what entertains you? Oh, that tells you something about your spiritual life. Are you marked by truth, honesty, faithfulness, faithfulness to be in God's Word, faithfulness to live according to God's Word, faithfulness to God's house, faithfulness to witness. Are you marked by faithfulness? You see, it is pleasing unto God. It is virtuous. And we have been called, he says, to virtue. The idea is he called. The Almighty God in the person of Christ called us, giving us a responsibility to respond to him. Doesn't this tie in with Titus 2, 11, and 12, where it says, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us," and this is what his call is, "teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust." Okay, this is what, if you have a right salvation, this is what it should teach you. It should teach you to deny ungodliness. Deny an unholy life. Don't have anything to do with that kind of life. And worldly lust. Don't live for your desires. Don't live according to your feelings. And then he says, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Righteously, in obedience to God's commands. Godly, in holiness, in our relationship of the heart and in our walk with God. Is this an accurate description of your Christian life? You see, this is, our text said, through the knowledge of him. And the Greek word has more than an idea of just knowing. It's a super knowledge. It is an intimate knowledge. It's the knowledge a wife has when she goes to the store and she knows what her husband will like and will not like. It's the knowledge that we have as children when we know that there's something that we're presented and we know whether our parents will approve or not approve. Satan has a knowledge. The devils believe and tremble, the Bible says. But do you know him intimately? You see, if you have a true Bible belief, then Romans 10:10 says that with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. It's not just a belief. It's a belief unto righteousness. A Christian can only be Christ-like through the knowledge of what Christ is like, and that knowledge comes by the Word of God with His Holy Spirit teaching it to you. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, "To study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, or rightly dividing the word of truth." But that brings me to another question. Do you have the eternal life He has given by the power of his resurrection? Are you one that, like so many, said a prayer, got baptized, but there was no real repentance? You weren't turning from your sin. You weren't turning from depending on yourself for your salvation. You were just simply adding this to your religion. And if that's the case, then my friend, you need a Savior. You need to receive Christ as your Lord and Savior. And it says, "But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." My friend, right now, right where you are, you can receive Christ. What must you do? Well, first of all, admit that you're a sinner. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." The glory of God is Jesus Christ. He's the standard. He's the standard by which we are measured. It's not your backslidden friend that goes to church. It's not anybody else. It's Jesus Christ. And we all come short of him. Then be willing to repent. Acts 17:30 says that God commands all men everywhere to repent because he's appointed a day in which he will judge the world. And my friend, be willing to turn from sin. That's what repent means. It's a change of mind. It's turning, changing your mind from living that sinful life. Changing your mind from depending on yourself, depending on your good works. You repent and you turn to Jesus Christ. You're depending totally, completely, 100% on his finished work on the cross, in the fact that he shed his blood there on the cross, dying for you. God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, Romans 5:8 says. And so, in the fact that he shed his blood for you, you believe that, and that 3 days later he rose up victorious over hell and the grave. You see, those 3 days his body was in the grave, his spirit was in hell, preaching to those spirits in prison. But 3 days later he rose up victorious over hell and the grave. And Revelation 1:18 says that he has the keys of hell and of death. So believing that Jesus Christ paid for your sins on the cross, he died for you. God does not lie. He says that he bore your sins in his own body on the tree. He was buried, and 3 days later he rose up from the dead. And believing he did that for you, you call upon him to save your soul. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, why not right where you are right now ask the Lord to save you? He will. Why not pray this prayer with me? As I pray this prayer aloud, I want you to pray it silently. And it is a prayer that asks the Lord for salvation. Won't you pray it? Won't you be saved? Won't you receive God as your Savior? Pray this prayer. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner, and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his precious blood on the cross and died for my sin. I believe that 3 days later he rose up from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ to come into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, my friend, if you just pray that prayer with me, and you just ask the Lord to save you, write us either by mail or by email through your computer. Write us and let us know you've asked the Lord to save you. Our announcer will be giving you our address here in just a few moments, along with our email address, our web address, should I say, through which you can email me. But write us. I want to send you a booklet titled Building Blocks. This booklet will teach you much about the Bible. It'll show you how to study the Bible to get more out of it. It'll show you how to pray. It'll show you how to live the Christian life. It'll show you how to bring someone else to Jesus Christ. And my friend, we want you to have this booklet absolutely free. Just write us and say, Brother Andy, I ask the Lord to save me. Please send me Building Blocks. Or you might say, Brother Andy, I'm already saved, but I would like to have Building Blocks to help someone else. And I'll send that to you absolutely free. Well, I see that my time is up, and I want to thank you for listening to our broadcast today. Please ask your friends to listen, because that's how the lamp and light grows. And my friend, may the lamp of God's Word be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, "May God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus."